The Truth in Media Moment brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. South Carolina law requires that the state pay for open primaries using taxpayer funds. The state finances both the Democrat and Republican Party primaries. But last month, members of the South Carolina Libertarian Party found out they're apparently not as equal as the other two major parties. South Carolina has a new election law, which says that parties that want to nominate their candidates by convention must first put the question on the June ballot. Fair enough. But in South Carolina, the state is denying the Libertarian Party access to a primary in which to get their vote that they need to nominate by convention. Michael Carmany, chairman of the South Carolina Libertarian Party, says he was shocked to receive a letter from the State Election Commission denying his request for a June primary. Why? Well, I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why would the State Election Commission in South Carolina tell libertarians they have no right to be on the primary ballot? The reason? More ridiculous than you would think. The state claims they cannot financially afford to comply with a new law signed into law by Governor Nikki Haley last June. Michael Carmany with the Libertarian Party of South Carolina tells BenSwan.com, quote, "They are breaking the law. Our tax money is being used to spend on Republicans and Democrats, but they don't want to spend it on any other parties." What's happening in South Carolina really comes down to this. The state has a new law that requires equal access for Republicans, Democrats, and any other political party. And yet we're told that the state will not comply with that law because they cannot afford it. Well, here's the answer to that problem. Equal means equal. If you cannot afford to allow the Libertarian Party on the ballot or to pay for their primary, then don't pay for Republican or Democratic primaries either. Require every candidate to be a write-in. Now, of course, that won't happen because Republicans and Democrats believe they have an absolute right to the ballot. For everyone else, apparently the ballot is just a privilege.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com strategy 1 to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at Gun Owner.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, May 3rd, 2014. We're in the second hour of the broadcast. We're going to be taking phone calls next hour. At the bottom of this hour, I'm going to be joined by evangelist Gary Fry. Now, this gentleman back in the 90s had a local television show and has been exposing the New World Order, fighting for freedom, exposing the suspended Constitution, now on to, I guess, about two decades. And if you're not familiar with the story, the plight, the sad plight of Justina Pelletier, stay tuned to the bottom of the hour, and we're going to get into that. The website's the Alternative Media. .com, alternativemedia.org. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. Special thanks to our lead researcher, Terry, scouring the globe for the news and information. Let's get started. This is coming in from RT.com. The United States Supreme Court this week effectively ended all efforts to overturn the controversial 2012 law that grants the government the power to indefinitely detain American citizens without due process. Oh, yeah. On Monday, the High Court said it won't weigh in on a challenge filed by Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Chris Hedges and a bevy of co-complainants against U.S. President Barack Obama, ending for now a two-and-a-half-year debate concerning part of an annual Pentagon spending bill that since 2012 has granted the White House the ability to indefinitely detain people who are part of or substantially support al-Qaeda. Well, that's the federal government in Libya, and the Taliban, or associated forces engaged in hostilities against the United States. The Obama administration has long maintained that the provision, Section 1021B-2 of the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2012, merely reaffirmed verbiage contained within the authorization for use of military force, signed by then-President George W. Bush in the immediate aftermath of September 11, 2001. Opponents, however, argue that the language in Section 1021 of the NDAA is overly vague and could be interpreted in a way that allows for the government to detain without trial any American citizen accused of committing a belligerent act against the country until the end of hostilities. Now, the war on terror is never ending. That is their dream come true. They've got a never-ending war with a invisible enemy so that they can continue this indefinitely. When the provisions was first challenged days after President Obama signed it into law on December 31st, 2011, Hedges, who previously worked as a war correspondent for the New York Times and covered matters concerning al-Qaeda for the paper, said, "I have had dinner more times than I can count with people whom this country brands as terrorists." But that does not make me one. Well, this country now, the United States of America, brands anyone a terrorist that is pro-Constitution, pro-freedom, pro-Second Amendment, anti-war. It's a pretty pro-Ron Paul, pro-Chuck Baldwin, pro-Constitution Party. We could keep going down a long list. We only have got an hour and 50 minutes left in this broadcast. This government deems anyone that loves freedom, wants small government, wants an actual vibrant economy, wants to do away with something like the Federal Reserve and have our currency backed by gold, a terrorist. That's how far we've come, people. U.S. District Judge Catherine Forrest agreed with Hedges and his co-plaintiffs and months later wrote in a 112-page opinion that First Amendment rights are guaranteed by the Constitution and cannot be legislated away. This government, this administration, the past administration as well, has evaporated your rights through legislation. The court rejects the government's suggestion that American citizens can be placed in military detention indefinitely for acts they could not predict might subject them to detention, Judge Forrest wrote. But the district court's temporary, then permanent injunction against Section 1021 was challenged by the White House, and the Obama administration pleaded with the Justice Department to issue a stay. It's very important to this White House that Section 1021 stay now, isn't it? A federal appeals court ruled in favor of the president last July and said that the government can, in fact, indefinitely detain a person who has provided support to anyone deemed a threat to America. A federal appeals court ruled in favor of the president last July and said that the government can, in fact, indefinitely detain a person who has provided support to anyone deemed a threat to America. You have no constitution in America. You have no rights in America. I'm holding the proof right in front of me. You can be indefinitely detained in America. Indefinite means they can put you in prison and keep you there for life without any recourse. No trial. No judge, no jury. It's all been legislated away. On his part, Hedges said he feared that the administration's adamant attempts to keep the law intact could mean that the government has already relied on the NDAA to imprison American citizens without trial. Attorneys for the plaintiffs responded by saying they would take the case to the Supreme Court, but this week, the 9-justice panel said they won't be hearing the case. SCOTUS declined to make any comment regarding the case on Monday, but rather simply said that it would not be considered by the High Court. How about that, people? How far we have fell in America in all the wrong directions. That is amazing. Just that itself. I urge all pastors listening to this broadcast that is posted on thealternativemedia.com. Share that with your congregation tomorrow. In America, the Supreme Court's not going to even hear the case. How does it always work? Whenever you try to go through the courts to expose this, if the court rules in your favor, they appeal it to some other court, the fix is in, and it comes right back to where it was at before. We cannot win in the courts. You know, I get these emails from people all the time talking about how we can do it through the courts. Well, if you can do it, go do it. I've not seen it done yet. Every time it goes through the courts, they get it to a federal judge that overturns it, a federal judge that was selected, not elected, and the American people continue to lose every time. We've been reporting on this story since we've been doing this broadcast. Many times people's emailed me, said they didn't believe it. America's war on drugs is failing in Afghanistan with opium production at record levels despite spending $7.5 billion to tackle the problem. Over 200,000 hectares is used to grow opium, an increase of 36%, according to a U.S. report. Now, here we've spent trillions of dollars waging this war, and guess what? Heroin production in Afghanistan's at an all-time high. Bumper crops. This story coming in from RT.com as well. Why is this not leading the evening news? Does anyone think this is just some coincidence? Does anyone not think this is deliberate? Coming up on a break, you're listening to the Alternative Media with Ferrum. Back in moments.
Love America. Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fairing in the studio, saying this is radio for truthers and for the masses that still believe the lie. Now, heroin production hits record levels in Afghanistan. The report, which was commissioned by the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction, makes grim reading, with opium poppy cultivation increasing by over a third. While the country now has 1.3 million heroin users, this is a tenfold increase compared to 2005, when around 130,000 people were using the drug. What a great job we do bettering these countries when we invade and wage war to save the peace. Afghanistan is responsible for about three-quarters of the world's heroin production, with much of it being cultivated in the Helmand and Kandahar provinces in the south of the country. However, the U.S. has concentrated most of its effort in the east of Afghanistan, which has relatively little poppy production, as it is safer than working in the south. Attempts to limit production and seize heroin have not been helped due to downscaling of operations by the Internal Security Assistance Force in 2013. Coalition forces managed to seize 41,000 kilograms of opium out of the 5.5 million kilograms produced in Afghanistan. Since NATO began its war on terror in 2001, heroin production in Afghanistan has increased 40-fold. According to the head of Russia's Federal Drug Control Service, Afghan heroin has killed more than 1 million people worldwide since Operation Enduring Freedom began, and over $1 trillion has been invested in transnational organized crime from drug sales, according to Viktor Anivov, said earlier at a conference on Afghan drug problems in 2013. Moscow has repeatedly pushed for the eradication of the poppy fields in Afghanistan as the simplest solution. NATO, however, seems to have no intention of doing so. Wow, isn't that interesting? Here we've invaded a country. We've had complete air superiority. We've been fighting forces with World War II implements. We've been there since 2001, and heroin production has increased 40-fold. Huh. In 2013, the Afghan Ministry of Counter-Narcotics reported that just 7,300 hectares of poppy fields had been destroyed, which was only 3% of the total opium fields in the country. The U.S. has spent about $7.5 billion since 2002 trying to combat the problem of opium production. However, despite these vast sums, very little impact has been made on the amount of heroin appearing on world markets. So you can take that one for whatever you want to make out of it, but I think it's painfully obvious what's going on there. NationalJournal.com this week. Edward Snowden told a crowd of fans Wednesday that the U.S. government surveillance program collects more data on Americans than it does on other countries. Do you think it's right that the NSA is collecting more information about Americans in America than it is about Russians in Russia? Snowden said. Because that's what our system does. We watch our own people more closely than we watch any other population in the world. Now, you know, when I started doing this broadcast and we would say things like, you know, you're being monitored, everything you do is being monitored, emails read, your phone's listened to, people laughed and scoffed. Now that they've come out and it's all admitted to, no one's denying the fact, it's all true, the most amazing thing is how well the pacifists in this country just accept the fact that you have absolutely no rights to privacy. And, you know, the argument is, well, I'm not doing anything wrong, so I don't have anything to worry about. So you readily give up your rights to any privacy? Don't you still pull the curtain down if you're going to walk around your house in the nude? I mean, don't you want to have some form of privacy in this life? Or do you relish living in George Orwell's 1984? Because that's where we're at. And it's just like everything else, Fast and Furious and anything else, all the other scandals, nothing will be done to protect the American people. And they'll pay it a lot of useless lip service, but in the end, this is the way you're going to live in this country. It doesn't matter if we rotate the puppet come 2016. This is here to stay. This is what they're doing. They've got the technology to do it, and then nothing's going to change. If they said they changed it, would you believe them? Well, sure, some of you people out there probably would. Snowden also took several shots at the National Security Agency and its top officials and criticized the agency for wearing two contradictory hats of protecting U.S. data and exploiting security flaws to gather intelligence on foreign threats. U.S. government policy directed by the NSA is now making a choice, a binary choice, between security of our communications and the vulnerability of our communications, Snowden said, suggesting the government was biased toward the latter activity. The former NSA contractor was awarded the Reidenhauer Award for Truth-Telling, along with Laura Petraeus, one of his chief confidants. The 30-year-old fugitive remains in Russia, where he fled and earned temporary asylum following his disclosures of classified information. Petraeus also beamed into the ceremony from Berlin. The documentary filmmaker is believed to be one of only two people, along with Glenn Greenwald, to possess the entire cachet of Snowden files. Isn't it interesting? Edward Snowden is winning awards for being a truth teller, while hypocrites like Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, and the rest of the bunch are calling him a terrorist for telling, what did he tell? The truth. What did he say? What was really going on? He exposed their dirty little secrets. So he's a terrorist because he told the truth. Now in America, telling the truth can result in some indefinite detainment if they could get their hands on Edward Snowden. And I, for one, am glad that he got asylum. He's a patriot. When you're telling the truth, you're supposed to be honoring yourself and your country. The government of the United States of America does not need to eavesdrop on everyone in this country to keep us free. We're giving up our liberty for security. The two collectively lambasted both the Senate and House Intelligence Committees for what they have said was a failure of sufficient oversight of the intelligence community. Snowden also said he believed the Judiciary Committee were more likely to enact substantive surveillance reform and noted his support of the USA Freedom Act, a bill that would end much of the government's bulk collection of phone metadata. Snowden, who has also been nominated this year for the Nobel Peace Prize, was a natural choice for the Reidenhauer Award, which was honored in recent years for journalist and undocumented immigrant Jose Antonio Vargas. Thomas Drake, a former NSA official who also exposed secrets kept by the spy agency. So here we've got Snowden winning awards for being a truth teller, and the United States, and this bill that he's talking about, what was the name of it again? The USA Freedom Act. If that was to pass, it would be gutted somewhere along the way. They're not going to stop collecting data on everyone. They're not going to stop reading your emails. In fact, it's not going to get less. It's going to get more. Everything is going to be collected. They've got the technology. And now that it's been exposed that, you know, they not only do it to the American citizens, they do it to heads of state from around the world. This will just continue. Coming up next, Gary Fry is going to be joining us. We're going to be running down the case, the sad case, Justina Pelletier. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com strategy 1 to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
You know I'm a dreamer. Pete Barron in the studio. I've had several emails. There were the story that I was doing about the widow losing her home, Beaver County, Pennsylvania. The judge was Gus Quittis. So that's Beaver County, Pennsylvania. The judge that ruled on that was Judge Gus Quittis, K-W-I-E-I-S. If you want some more information about that, again, the AP carried that story on April 28th. We are joined by Evangelist Gary Fry. Gary, how you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great. How about you, Fan?
I'm doing good. I just want to commend you. You have been fighting the fight here in this area that I'm aware of now for, I guess, going on at least two decades, and you have been bringing to the attention, and this story, Gary, a lot of people don't know anything about it. I'll be honest, when I heard you on the radio, it was the first I had heard about the sad plight of Justina Pelletier. So I'm going to turn it over to you to inform the people. People probably, this may be new to them, maybe give them a little bit of background and explain what's going on.
Sure. It was in February of 2013, February, a year ago, the young girl, Justina Pelletier, and her family had been treated. She had a doctor, a gastrointestinal doctor, that had been treating her for a condition that she had, a very serious condition, and it appeared that she was doing very, very well. Her health was staying very good. She had participated in cheerleading and competition ice skating and things of this nature. Well, during February of that year, 2013, she had gotten the flu, and as a result of that, she had been sent to Boston Children's Hospital. They're from Connecticut, by the way, but they were sent to Boston Children's Hospital to get further help with her condition. She was supposed to see her original doctor, I think it was a Dr. Flores, there at Boston General. But when the family got down there, they did not place her with her original doctor, but had her see a neurologist. And that neurologist, along with this idiot little psychologist, decided that her condition was not what her original doctor had said. He said that it was, pronounced mitochondrial disease, and she was being treated for that. Well, they decided that what she had was a psychosomatic disease. It was all in her head. And they decided that they were going to change her medication, take her completely off of the medication that her original doctor had given her that she was doing so well on. And the Pelletier family, they simply said, well, now, this, you know, we don't like this. The other doctor is an expert in the field of the gastrointestinal diseases. He's determined that she does have the mitochondrial disease, and we want to get a second opinion. The other doctor, the neurologist and the psychologist, never once even contacted her original doctor to get the records that he had of her condition. They never once checked her out physically through blood tests and blood screenings and all this to determine whether she had mitochondrial disease or not. And it irritated them that the Pelletier family would dare disagree with their findings. Well, they didn't even disagree. They wanted to do what was best for their daughter. But the fact that they wanted to get a second opinion irritated them, made them mad. And so what they did, they went to the Department of Children and Families. It's the same as our Department of Social Services. And filled out a particular form and decided that they were going to take control of Justina. Now, here she is, a 15-year-old girl, and doing, like I said, very well in her athletics and things of this nature. And they decide they know what's best for her without doing any kind of medical diagnosis at all. They just did the what they thought was a good mental diagnosis. And because, you know, the family distrusted or wanted to get that second opinion, they take control. And this is happening to people all over the country. It's not just this particular case, but this is the one that hit the public. And so here they sat. They could not take their daughter home. They filed papers with the juvenile court system through the Department of Children's Services, or Children and Families, and barred the door, would not allow them to leave with their daughter. In essence, they kidnapped Justina, and they took parental rights away from them during the time they were going to keep her under their care. And when they stopped her medications, she immediately began to go physically downhill. Her body began to have problems. Today, Justina's in a wheelchair. She's losing her hair. It looks so different. I've seen the pictures of before, and then I've seen the current pictures. And it is just awful. It is a crime what they have done, because this little girl's body is shutting down. The parents know the body is shutting down. And these other doctors from Boston Medical refuse to do anything about it. Now, you know, of course, this is becoming more public now. And many different people have jumped in there to help her. So now they're beginning to act like they're going to do something to help the situation out and possibly even return her to her family. But they've done this one time before, and the juvenile court system decided that, no, they need to stay, she needs to stay in the care of the Department of Children and Family. So that's where we are right now. The Liberty Council has taken this case, and they have filed a habeas corpus with the against the Boston Children's Hospital and the Department of Children and Family. And hopefully Liberty Counsel being involved in this now will get something done. But it's just a horrible case.
What you've got here, Gary, is a family goes to the hospital with their daughter who is sick.
Right.
And the hospital just takes the child. The child never gets to leave. The child is still there today, and it's been, what, almost a year?
Yeah, February, I think it was 13th of 2013, or February 15th of 2013 is when they took her out of the control of her parents, which was an unconstitutional act. They had no rights whatsoever to do this, but they are allowed to do this because the power of these medical facilities and psychologists has gotten so tremendous in America that they have a right to basically come in. It's just like here. Someone can file a charge against a parent, have absolutely no proof whatsoever, and the Department of Social Services, the same as the Department of Children and Families up there in Boston, can come in with armed police officers and take your child completely out of your control, take them out of your home, place them under foster care while they supposedly investigate this case to see whether the charges against you are true. So basically, you are found guilty, and you have to prove yourself innocent. And it's a terrible way to do things. That's not the American way. It's not the constitutional way.
And to the family, when this happened, they called 911 trying to get the police to come and help them get their daughter back. You know, that's what a normal person would react in a situation like that. And no help so whatsoever. Completely at the mercy of the hospital. And I've seen the pictures too, Gary, and for people that haven't seen the pictures, this girl, her health is in free fall from the care of this hospital. I mean, what kind of nation do we live in where you take your child to the hospital? You know, they had no background on this family whatsoever. How can they deem them unfit merely at the drop of a hat just because they don't like the treatment that the hospital is on a whim has decided to prescribe? It's and like you said, this is not an isolated case. This is going on all over the country. This one just thankfully is getting a lot of notoriety, but most people, I had not heard anything about it, Gary. I have to be honest with you.
Well, I have not seen it on any of the stations except Fox News. Fox News ran a program on it. I believe it was Hannity that had Lou Pelletier, who was the father, on his program. Dr. Phil finally had the family on his program, had Lou and one of the other daughters on Dr. Phil. The mother had basically a nervous breakdown when the courts found against allowing her to go back to them again one more time. And she was not able to appear on Dr. Phil's program. But even Dr. Phil was completely and totally shocked by what was happening. And he had some other experts on there in the audience that he spoke with during this program, and they told what a horrendous thing this is, but yet, under the systems that we have in healthcare today, that's the power that's being given to these devils that are running the healthcare system.
Go ahead, Gary, go ahead.
Just started to say that it just blows my mind that this has been allowed to happen. It seems like to me people would have stood up a long time ago, but they've kept their head in the sand about things going on, and that's what's so bad.
Hold that thought. We're coming up on a break, Gary. We'll be back here in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron, joined by evangelist Gary Fry. Stay with us. Back in moments.
Is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his fine blood on my blade. The masters hung me in the spring of...
I believe we're back on the alternative media. This is Farron in the studio, joined by evangelist Gary Fry. Gary, are you with me?
Yes, I sure am, Farron.
You know, this case, as tragic as it is, it almost embodies where we find ourselves at in America today. I wanted to get your opinion. I mean, you've been covering this for a long time, longer than I have, and your opinion of the moral decline, the spiritual decline in America, and our just evaporating freedoms in this country, and the lack of the American people to seem to be upset of what we see happening. I mean, give us your opinion of your assessment of the 20 years you've been watching this unfold and the fact that how it has really sped up in recent years.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you the honest truth. As a pastor and evangelist, I look at things from the spiritual perspective. And the Bible tells us that that's where we have to look at it. Ephesians 6:12 says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." And that's what we're seeing today. throughout our theology schools, we see our the men who are turning out to be preachers, pastors, you know, are weakened in their faith. I see so many that are standing in pulpits today who refuse to be watchmen on the wall, refuse to warn the people of what is going on in America. It's totally different than what it was during the Revolutionary War, where the ones that we call now the Black Robe Regiment, the pastors, were the ones setting up that clarion call of this is what's happening, this is how our freedoms are being taken away, and we've got to do something about it. Today, you don't have those voices like you did. And today, when you look at this situation, most of your people who are getting into social work, not all of them, thank God, but so many have a very liberal mindset, which means that they go contrary to God's word, whether they will ever admit it or not. And when you take God out of the equation and his moral standards, then you create your own standards, and they are all situational. What's right for one is not right for the other. What's wrong for one is not wrong for somebody else. That's the way they view things. And when you view things like that, you can justify anything you want to do. Where do we see this happening? We see it happening in any communist country, and that's exactly what's happening in America today. So when we see the infringement on parental rights, when we see the unconstitutional acts of these people who are in high places, their desire is man, you know, to set man up as the ultimate of all things without there being a God. And as a result of that, their consciences are seared. They can do horrendous acts, horrendous things, and not feel any shame or any embarrassment or any sorrow for it. And America, because, you know, most Americans back years and years ago when the preachers were preaching the truth, the unadulterated truth, the pure truth of God's word, they were not deceived by all these things that are going on today. But the hearts of man, especially in America where we've had so much light of the truth in the past, when you turn away from that truth and you allow progressive education in our schools, you allow a watering down of the gospel so that it will be politically correct, so to speak, then you become blind to the things that are happening in the world around you. You also begin to disassociate yourself from the things that are happening. But what man does not realize, whether he wants to, you know, to admit it, or whether he will ever admit it or not, whether he believes it or not, we will stand before the God of all creation. And even our Supreme Court, who thinks they're supreme, they are not, they will answer to Almighty God for the abridgment of our freedoms and for the unrighteous decisions they are making in the Supreme Court. You know, and things of this nature, there will be a day of reckoning. And but as a result of all these things, to get back where we were, I think this is why things are happening in America today, because we are so tied up with daily living, with making the next buck, with being entertained, with sports and things of this nature. We don't want to be bothered anymore. People just can't take stress anymore without going to a doctor and getting some kind of, you know, it used to be Valium. Now there's all kinds of medications to take your mind off of your problems instead of facing your problems. We have become a very weak nation, spiritually, morally, educationally, just about in every single way. And this has allowed these devils to do what they're doing to us today.
We've got just a few minutes left. This past week, the Supreme Court refused to hear the National Defense Authorization Act that allows the indefinite detainment of Americans, no right to a trial. I mean, just in recent years, Gary, it is amazing how, of course, the NSA spying on everyone, reading your emails, you don't have any rights to privacy. One of the things that has surprised me, and I wanted to get your opinion on it today, the lack of backlash from the American people. They are so complacent. They are so cowardly. And the churches, too, they don't stand up and voice any opposition to our liberties just completely disappearing in this country. We got just a couple of minutes. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I place the blame very first thing on the churches. When we had preachers that were unafraid of government, you know, the head of the church is Jesus Christ. The head of that pastor is Jesus Christ and Almighty God, if he's a pastor at all. Most of them are hirelings today. When they shut the door to telling the truth, and you have Jesus Christ on the outside knocking, trying to get back into the church, which you see a picture of that, you know, sometimes Christ on the outside knocking on the door. Well, you know, to me, it's him trying to get back into the church as the head of the church. So when the church shuts down, the nation will begin to shut down. The family will begin to shut down. Those two institutions, the church and the family, are the cornerstones of our freedom. Our rights come from Almighty God. They are unalienable rights. They, you know, you don't have a right to take those rights away because they didn't come from man. But in America, we've gotten to the place where we think that, you know, if we go along with the government, everything will be great. They've got to where they buy people off with their federal funds that they give these different states and everything. The Department of Social Services is funded by federal government. The government has completely gotten out of place, and the people have allowed it because they are too busy, just like you said, too busy, too complacent, and I hate to say this, but it's true, too ignorant of the things that are going on, but it's a willful ignorance. They don't want to know anymore. So that's the thing that irritates me. Something like this with the Palantir girl. If it had been my daughter, if Justina had been my daughter, I could not in any way have allowed this to happen without going into the hospital and taking her by force if necessary. Now, I'm glad Lou didn't do this, because that has allowed this to come out into the open like it is. I would not have that. He's got something about him that I just don't have. I'm weak in that area. I'm going to go and forcefully do something, you know, if they hurt my family. But like I said, I think God has used this situation with him to bring the American people out where they are going to have to make a decision. It's not the idea of this case alone. It's everything that's going on in America today. You cannot straddle the fence. If you straddle the fence, you will lose your freedoms. There is no doubts about it. America is going downhill. America will fail because of the people's refusal to get involved.
Hey, thank you so much, Gary. Thank you for joining me today. Keep fighting the good fight. We're almost out of time, and I'll be talking to you soon.
God bless you, Farron, for doing this, and God bless you for that station that you have, WDSL 1150. It is a wonderful station, or 1520, rather. It's a wonderful station, and you do take a stand, and I sure appreciate it. God bless you.
Hey, thank you so much. Means a lot to me. We're coming up on the top of the hour break. Next hour, we're going to be taking your phone calls. If you want to go ahead and get in line, 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. We'll take phone calls all next hour. Please work with me, kind of keep it brief. I want to get everyone on. A lot of times people wait to the last minute. If you want to get on, go ahead and call. We're coming up on the top of the hour break. Back in moments. Stay with us.
Financial